Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph catch-up.
Researchers from the University of Melbourne this week have released some studies and information around bitching in the office. You know, having a bit of a chinwag about people in the office.
Yeah.
You know?
I would never do that.
No, not at all. Having a whinge, having a good whinge at work. Apparently, as much as it may be frowned upon as maybe morally wrong, you know, you should always keep your thoughts to yourself. Mm. You know, do the polite thing. If you've got a problem about someone, don't spread it around the office. Don't say it to other people.
Yeah.
Well, that line of thinking may actually be wrong.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, the researchers at the University of Melbourne studied a team of nurses and health professionals in the United States. They found that the process of whinging and bitching actually helps people process stress and frustration.
It's good for the soul.
Absolutely.
I've always said that.
It helps staff members process stress. And so I think what essentially the study's saying is bottling it up, no good. Release it with your colleagues. And what you'll find is another startling result is that a lot of the people in the study actually were surprised to find out that other staff members felt exactly the same way they did. So it helped this sort of camaraderie about the office. So
I can imagine, especially in like a nurse's style unit where, you know, it's us and them when it comes to the doctors sometimes maybe. And, you know, I think that as long as you're on level with the people you're bitching to, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like within the same department. Well, but I'll go on.
That's interesting you say in that level, because the study also revealed that whinging or bitching actually occurred in all levels of the business.
Of course it does.
It's not just isolated to the lowest levels, to the early entry sort of staff members and stuff like that. It went all the way to the boss up the very top.
I bet.
In the whole company. So just, you know, if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling a little guilty, if you're suffering a bit of that Christian guilt about
post-gossip guilt,
everyone's doing it, apparently. And it's there to help you process stress and feel better and get along with the other staff members in the office, except for that one that you're bitching about, obviously.
Well, maybe it's more bitching about environment as opposed to
individuals. Or conditions.
We're not going to, launch a bullying case here.
No, that's not what we're saying whatsoever.
It must be cathartic, because you can't go home and tell your partner about what you're angry about at work, because they don't know your industry, they don't know the workplace, they don't know the politics, they don't even understand how much of it... Oh, anyway.
Absolutely.
You don't get it, babe.
I have no idea. Unless you both work in a similar industry, then you can kind of get it. But, you know, occasionally it's like, yeah, I've got all this stuff and, oh, that's nice, dear.
Learning someone's on your side, like through the subtle eye roll at the same time when you catch them in the meeting and you're like,
oh,
we won.
Yes, interesting. Here's Fortune Cookie Friday.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
All right, the simple content piece. Where we basically open up fortune cookies and read out what your fortune is. That's all that happens.
You might have some big decisions coming up, or you might want some guidance for the weekend ahead. We put our faith in the cookie and we ask you to as well. We just crack one open and see what it has to say.
Put your faith in the cookie. I love that as a line. I like that. This just testing out how fresh the cookies are. There you go. Do you want to swap fortunes?
Yeah, sure. Give me a cookie.
Do you want a cookie? Let me just crack one open. Okay. This one says, dogs have owners, cats have staff. You have two dogs. Would you agree with this statement? Dogs have owners, cats have staff.
I don't know. I think I'm more of a staff to one of my dogs at least.
Actually, yeah, both of your dogs, Theodore and Graham, they've got two very different personalities.
Yeah, Theodore just thinks I'm the be-all and end-all and would do anything to appease me.
Graham's
to him, I'm his owner, but to Graham, I'm just a staffer who provides food.
He's on the catty side of things.
Well, no, everyone else could be an owner any day, but just me, I'm just his staffer.
Right, okay.
Like, he's very okay with me feeding him, and he's just, like, unenthused by me.
I'll have a fortune cookie if that's okay.
Yeah,
of course.
If I
grab one of those.
Oh, Poppy must be a bit stressed at the moment. Hold on. Instead of worrying and agonising, move ahead constructively.
Instead of worrying and agonising, move ahead constructively.
Yeah.
I'm not worrying about anything at the moment.
I don't know. You look worried to me.
No, that's just lack of sleep. I've got two kids who you know, just turn up at the side of my bed at the middle of the night, scare the life out of me. What are you doing? Can't sleep. Okay.
So you're not too worried? Agonising?
No. Should I be? Should I be? Maybe I do have something that I should worry. Maybe I should worry about not having anything to worry about.
Yeah, it's all calm seas at the moment, the eye before the storm.
Maybe something's on the way.
Maybe. Have I just worried you into worrying about something?
Yes.
Because don't. Move ahead constructively.
Okay, cool. 13, 12, 16. Let's move ahead together constructively. If you want a fortune cookie, we will open them up for you next on 13, 12, 16 and read out your fortune for the weekend to come. It's easy. It's simple. If you want some direction, if you're going a bit rudderless into the weekend and need someone to steer
rudderless.
You, guide you.
That felt really like...
It spoke to you, did it?
I felt like you could be speaking in a forum about telling people about their, like, way to make passive income when you say like that. Are you feeling rudderless?
I've been starting to be a motivational speaker. I'll tell you what, 13, 12, 16. If you'd like a fortune cookie, we'll do it next.
Fortune Cookie Friday,
and it's a simple segment, Steph, where we open up fortune cookies for those who call on 13, 12, 16 and read out their fortune for the weekend to come.
Some people just need a little guidance.
That's all they need. Wait, you read out fortune cookie for me before?
Yeah, I did.
I read one out for you? Or did I miss
that bit? Yeah, mine was about dogs and owners
that's right.
And servants.
I totally blanked on the whole thing then.
Yeah, and yours was stop worrying and agonising, just move ahead constructively.
And I realised I didn't have anything to worry about and maybe I should.
And then you got that twitch in your eye. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Tell you what.
Worry? Me? No, never.
You joke about the twitch in the eye. I had a twitch in my eye for about 8 months straight. And
was that
just,
when we first started working together?
Yeah, it's around about that first time that we started working together. It slowly cleared up over time. I tell you what, 13, 12, 16. We'll read out fortune cookie for those who called this morning on 13, 12, 16. Ashley's joining us now. Ash, have you seen any snow this morning?
I have. 3 mils off in Spring Hill.
Was it thick or was it just a light dusting that was coming in?
Just a light dusting at this stage.
Yeah, nothing settling at the moment. Hopefully you're rugged up. Let's ask, before we get into it, what's your plans for the weekend before we get out of fortune cookie? What are you doing?
Working, and I go to Fiji on Monday.
Oh, Fiji!
Oh, nice!
Wow, you know how to live. Going from cold, old orange to Fiji in a matter of days.
Who are you going to Fiji with?
That's brilliant.
My partner.
Okay.
Great. Good on you. Are you sure you're not calling just to rub it in? Because
yeah,
like,
I know. I'm like, okay.
I'm very envious.
It's
now.
Pretty much like Facebooking, like your holiday, every picture of it whenever I'm back home.
Just tell as many people as possible. Ash, here's a question: who would you like to pick out your fortune cookie, myself or Steph?
Steph.
Okay.
It's Steph's turn this morning. Hang on, let's grab a fortune cookie. Take it away. Ooh, that's a bit crunchy. That one.
Ooh, sorry, I got a bit of a sexy fortune cookie for you. Never underestimate the power of the human touch.
Okay. That says a lot. I'm not sure how you take that, Ash. I mean, you can read into that what you will, but, I mean, it's not as if you're going away to Fiji with your partner for a couple of days or anything.
I'm
going to
appreciate some human touch.
Steph, far out. Ash, does that sound like a good fortune cookie? Are you on board with that one?
I sure am.
Good girl. Love it.
I love how keen you sound. That's brilliant. Ash, you enjoy your weekend. Have fun in Fiji. That sounds like a blast, and we'll chat to you next time, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Trending now at hit.com.au.
A chocolate tanker has spilled and creates quite a bit of a mess across a highway in Poland.
Oh.
Yes. It was a rocky road to clean this one up.
It's chocolate all over the road.
It covered 4 lanes of highway, the chocolate spill. It actually looks pretty phenomenal if you look at the photos.
It looks delicious.
It really does. Like, I would want to be helping out on that cleanup team for
absolutely.
Sure.
Also, too, trending now, Miranda Kerr has given birth. To a tiny child, a baby boy.
That was to a child.
To a child, according to TMZ, her and her partner, Evan Spiegel, the Snapchat co-founder, are celebrating. Did you know the baby is going to keep her last name, Kerr, and will be named Wayne?
That's not true. I nearly said that on the radio. I nearly repeated. Oh, little baby Wayne.
Little baby Wayne. Last name Kerr.
I can't believe
I snuck that in and I
what
I
if
thought
I
you were going to
it?
Say it. Yeah, well, you could have. I wouldn't have got in trouble, obviously. It would have been you.
That's
use nice. That one today at work. Throw it around the office. It's a freebie.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.